Welcome to Gather, everybody. I think we're at a point now where we say, hey, if you have a chance to squeeze in, I think we've been sending people to around to the sides. If there's any middle room, we'd love to have that back. My name is Bobby Rodriguez, and I am the director of Gather, and I'm really excited to welcome you. This is like the beginning of a long time that we have had off, and we are really excited to host you here. And if tonight is the first time that you've ever been here, I want to say a special welcome to you. And hopefully one of our folks has given you one of these. It's a welcome to Gather little tag. I saw one on some folks back here. And we hope that you'll come upstairs after small group time. So we'll have teaching. Lindsay said earlier, we'll do a small group time. And then we'll have a time where we'll just hang out on the second floor. And up there, we have a little special gift for our first time guests. And so please come and see us. Tonight is the kicking off of our entire ministry year. We don't go like January to December. We go from September to
November.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, we'll go November. Okay, maybe a little shorter than that. But this is the beginning of it for us. And like you're at the very beginning of it. And I am like, wow, this is so many people. And it's so fun to see all of you here. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about Gather. Like, why do we do this? Like, why is this ministry even a thing? But before I do that, let me pray and we'll kick off. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are so, so good to us. Lord, thank you that you have removed the scales from our eyes. You've helped us to see the truth of your word, the fact that it is trustworthy, that you are trustworthy, that you're a good father and a good provider. Would you help us, Lord, to trust you more, to live in your light, to be a light for your glory. Lord, we love you. I'm going to pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I have to start this whole talk with you by telling you that I absolutely hate being late to anything. It's like a pet peeve. I get really frustrated when I'm late. I have a motto. If you're 10 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late. And so I like to be early, right? I'm married to a lady who's really nice and loves to talk to people, but does not really care about being on time. And boy, that's some friction, I'll tell you that right now. But I hate being late. And inevitably, whenever I am late, and if I've got to be somewhere that is maybe far away, and I don't know how to get there yet, and maybe I only know the address, 100% of the time, if I open my Apple cell phone, and I hit Apple Maps, not Google Maps or Waze, but if I hit Apple Maps and I haphazardly put the address in there and I'm not paying attention to where it says we're going or what the destination is or where it is, 100% of the time, Apple Maps sends me somewhere I did not want to go. Like, I need to be in Grand Prairie at noon, and I end up in Wiley at 12:05. And I'm just like, what in the world? It's so frustrating. And if I had just taken the time to slow down, make sure the address was correct, make sure that the little blue line was going where I wanted it to, not the complete opposite way, I would have saved myself a ton of embarrassment. I would have saved myself a ton of time. I would have saved myself a bunch of frustration. And I tell you that because I want to tell you about Gather. And I think it's a lot like that. Like, you need to know where we're going, why we're here. What's our final destination? It's an important thing, and it makes a lot of sense when you come here and you know what are we doing and where are we going? What's Gather about? Why are we here? And where are we heading? Tonight, I want to lay a really nice foundation of understanding so that you won't be surprised where we as a staff team and a leader team are leading you. We want to make sure that all of us are on the same path, heading toward the same destination. And that destination is the fullness of life that Christ offers us, that Christ gives us. So the very first thing I want to start with is a mission statement. Gather as a ministry has a mission statement, and that mission statement is this. It says that Gather exists to call all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to turn to Jesus and experience the fullness of life that he gives us. Gather exists to call all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to turn to Jesus and experience the fullness of life that he gives us. And I'm going to break that up into two sections. Tonight we're going to talk about just two points. The first one is calling all single adults to turn to Jesus. What do we mean when we say call all single adults to turn to Jesus? And our second point is experiencing the fullness of life that he, that Jesus gives us. What do we mean by that? That we want you to experience the fullness of life that only Jesus can give. So let's kick it off on that very beginning there, calling all single adults to turn to Jesus. When I say that, I want to start with a question. And the question is this: what single adults are we talking about? When we say all single adults, what do we mean? Well, we mean every single adult who is in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, right? Our mission statement, if you took that part out, the single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, that mission statement fits for the entire church, from little bitty kids to the oldest people who come into our church on Sundays. It is applicable to everybody, but this ministry is here for you, for single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. We welcome all comers, no matter if you've been faithfully walking with Jesus for your entire life, serving him by serving others, focusing your life on righteousness in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. We welcome all of you. Even if, by the way, if you happen to be someone who isn't that, let's say that you don't even know who Jesus is yet, we welcome you in. If you are someone who has divorce in your past and you think, well, the church doesn't want me anymore because I have the scarlet letter on me, I'm telling you that that's not true and you are welcome here. You might think that there's some sort of title that you've given yourself that disqualifies you from the things that we're doing here in Gather, and I would tell you that you are absolutely wrong. Your marital status, your Bible knowledge, not your past, none of that disqualifies you from deepening your relationship with the Lord here at Gather. Jesus clearly states this. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it says, Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We want all single adults in Dallas and in Wiley and HEB and Fort Worth, we want them all to know that they're welcome right here at Gather. If you thought that your past sin disqualified you from church, well, we want you here. If a single adult thinks that their divorce will keep them from being a part of what Gather is doing, they're wrong. You know what? I just read that entire thing over there. Sorry. Okay. So, if all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are welcome at Gather, what are we calling them to? What are we calling these single adults who are welcome here? The call is to turn to Jesus. And what do we mean by turn to Jesus? That means understanding and abiding in the simple truth of the gospel. You're a sinner. And your sin separates you from God. You and I, cannot fix this broken relationship that we have with God. There's nothing that we can do to fix that. But God loves us. And he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life, to die on a cross in our place to pay for our sins. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again, proving that he was God. And by your faith in that loving act of God, you are saved. When we turn to Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, we are saved. Stop me if you've ever heard this verse before, because it's a deep one. I'm pretty sure you haven't. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For the unbeliever who walks through that door, it's tempting to see the gospel as a solution to our, like, big, weighty problems. like whatever it's really heavy for the unbeliever in their life, that thing may turn them to Jesus. And they think, well, the gospel is good because I was sad or I was sick or I was something, and then I found Jesus. And they think that's all the gospel is for. I was actually one of those people. I was 33 years old before I knew who Jesus was. And I'd been living the Dallas life. I was actually living with a young lady, and we had broken up 6 times. Many of you have probably heard this story before. In those 6 times, every time I was looking, I broke up with her, and I was looking for, was the grass greener over there with someone else? And when inevitably, when that was not, because I was trying to fill this God-sized hole in my heart with these relationships, trying to find significance in being connected to somebody, being codependent on somebody else. And finally, after 6 times, she would always take me back. And on the 7th time, I truly believe by the grace of God, this girl looked me in the face and she said, absolutely not. Like, I want nothing to do with you. Are you crazy? Why would I go back with you? And that it was a whole different paradigm. I didn't understand what that meant. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be the trustworthy one. You're the faithful one. You're going to make me feel good about myself now that I've broken up with that other person, and I'm coming back to you, and you are going to reject me? You're not going to fill this hole in my heart anymore? And she was darn sure that she was not going to do that anymore. And for me, it started a depressive tailspin and a spiral, and I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't understand. How could this person, like, betray me that way, not understanding all of the ugly that I had participated in there. But I got to the point where it felt more beneficial to end my life than to continue on with that pain. That's what I was talking about. For the unbeliever, the gospel feels like this ultimate solution to the pain that I'm feeling right then, because I was feeling pain. When I tried to take my own life, it didn't work. And I distinctly remember the smell of the carpet laying on the floor in my room and just saying, God, if you're real, and I was Catholic, I went to church on like Easter and Christmas sometimes. I didn't know anything about the gospel. I knew nothing about Jesus. I knew there was a God, and I felt like I believed in him. I wasn't saved at all. But I just said, hey, God, if you're real, I will do anything if you will just take this pain away from me. And that night, I think God did something for me. I know that he did something for me, that I see that my life was on this trajectory. I'd been in other relationships like that before where I broke up and the girl would take me back and eventually she would say no, and then the next girl would come along to sort of fill that hole. Eventually, that path was going to lead to me dying, probably taking my own life, finding some codependency, something bad happening, but that's where I was going. And that night, on the ground, what I believe God did was he just said, hey, one little change. Don't try and fill your heart with codependent relationships or stuff like cars and motorcycles in your garage or a great job or accomplishments. Fill your heart with me. And day one, I didn't know what that meant, I had no idea. It was like right here, the very beginning. But 20 years later, of recognizing, of people sharing the truth of the gospel with me, I understood that the gospel is not just for the pain that I was feeling on the floor that night. It was about the rest of my life and living with him forever and knowing that he's a good and gracious and creative father. So that's what Gather is here for, to welcome those unbelievers who don't know and want to give their lives to him because they just shown up here and they want to hear the truth of the gospel. But it's also for others as well. Here at Gather, we want all single adults to hear the truth of Christ crucified on the cross to pay for their sins. And then we also want to call them to turn to him by surrendering their whole lives to him as they repent of the sin that remains in their lives. The verses after John 3:16 don't get read as often as John 3:16, but John 3:17 and following, if you've got it, follow along with me. It says this, I think it so clearly illustrates how God is longing for our hearts to trust him. No matter what our spiritual maturity is, God is just saying, trust me. Here's what he says. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But aha, here, what's God's heart for us? Verse 21, but whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. God's heart for you is to continue to carry out his word, to ferret out sin in your life for his glory. It's going to go really well with you when you do, I promise you. It might not feel great as you give up the titillating sin that's in your life, but it will bring more glory to God and it will be better for you. We want to help you do that here at Gather. Praise God for all of the ways that he brings us to him. For me, a broken relationship that hurts so bad that I wanted to hurt myself. Praise God that he chose to do that for me because it opened my eyes to his truth. But also know that he's longing for you to give, and me, to give up all of our lives to him, to surrender all of our lives to him. So if the purpose of Gather is to call all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to turn to Jesus, that spectrum is going to be really wide of what turn to Jesus means. For God, for salvation, right? You believe in the truth of the gospel. You are justified. You are saved in that moment. And then for the believer who's been walking with him for a long time, he's saying, hey, I want you to clean up the crevices of your life. I want you to look and see what sin is going on. And I want you to surrender that to me. That's the spectrum of what it looks like to turn to Jesus and what we hope we can minister to you here at Gather. So, turning to Jesus looks like being willing to surrender all of your life to him. To be in a place where others in your life stage can spur you on to pursue God-honoring righteousness in ways that you might have been ignorant to. Listen to this really closely. Turning to Jesus for the well-established believer looks like a continual maturing in Christ. You don't just get to a place and stagnate. Gather wants to help all of that spectrum. We want to present the gospel to everybody who comes through the door. And then we want to help them apply God's word to everybody who walks through the door to become a maturing Christian. That would lead to a more accurate understanding. We want your maturing Christian life to lead to a more accurate understanding of who God is, and that you would trust him more, that you would turn to him and give your life to him, and that you would operate your life out of a position of being a beloved child of God. If you have been walking with the Lord for a long time, leaders in the room, like the people that we know and love that are part of our leadership team, I'm telling you, we all are beloved children of God, and that we should and can act on our lives now like that. I'm a beloved child of God. I want to ferret out all the sin in my life so that I might glorify him more. So to sum up this first point, Gather exists to call all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and that means all of them, to turn to Jesus and to give their lives to him. That can be turned into him for salvation. It can be deepening your relationship with him by abiding in every area of your life. So point two, is experiencing the fullness of life he gives us. So, if you've been around me for any amount of time, you know that I have this sort of phrase that I like to say whenever I'm talking about this idea of the fullness of life. When I'm experiencing the fullness of life that Christ gives, it's my life is marked by peace, purpose, and joy. Peace, purpose, and joy. Christ says, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Our purpose can be found in Matthew 28, right? Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you to the end of the age. Listen to Colossians 3, 15 through 17. It says exactly what we hope all gathered participants experience as a result of the ministry that we are doing here. It says this, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The offer of God is to have the peace of Christ rule in your heart. That could sound like just total hyperbole. Like, yeah, the peace of Christ, like ruling in my heart. Okay, great. And then we're going to walk out of here, get in my car, and go home. But I want to think about that for just a second. The fullness of life that is marked by peace, purpose, and joy, that only comes from Jesus. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It doesn't come from relationships that you were putting all of your hope in. It doesn't come from a really cool car that you own or a great job or some other accomplishment that you might be pouring yourself into hoping to find deep satisfaction from. The peace, purpose, and joy of our lives, this fullness of life, only comes from Jesus. We are like the most rich dealer of peace, purpose, and joy right here. Gather. We want to provide that for you. We want to be the conduit that God uses to share that with you here. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to have you write them. I'm going to write them slow and like pull out your phone, take a pen or whatever you do, but I want you to be pondering these questions on your way home. Ponder them this week when you're sitting at home with your Bible. Because the last question is going to have a little exercise for you. So here's question number one. Am I experiencing peace, purpose, and joy in my life? Take a real and true assessment. Am I experiencing peace, purpose, and joy in my life? Does the peace of Christ rule in your heart? Does the peace of Christ rule in your heart? I think you can just answer that like, do I have peace in my heart at all? Third question, do you find yourself moving towards anxiety about your life, about your singleness, about your situation, about your circumstances? Do you find yourself moving towards anxiety about your life? Here's a hard one to answer. Does your life look like you thought it would look? Does your life look like you thought it would look? Last question. This is the one that's going to reflect back on all of the others. How do you deal with the emotions that accompany your answers to these questions? How do you deal with the emotions that come from your answers to these questions? Here's the promise. Here's the great thing. Here's what Gather wants you to know and understand. You can have a full life with Christ. Everything that he offers you can be had right now in this moment. If you're wrecked with anxiety or want or fear or dissatisfaction. You don't have to be. Christ has offered us his peace. Here's what it says in John 15, 11. It says, "These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Jesus is saying, I'm giving you this joy and I want it to be full in your life. I want you to experience the fullness that I have for you is what Jesus is saying here. And Gather exists to call you to experience this fullness of life that only Christ can give you. You might find it at your local church or whatever, but you're probably not going to find it buying something or in a relationship, unless that relationship is with Jesus. Okay, so what do we do and what can you expect? How do we do that? How do we call you to fullness of life in Christ? And what can you expect? So here are the things that we do. Here, we teach, we have sound biblical teaching. I hope that that's what this time is right now. And so what you can expect is sound biblical teaching and discipleship from our leadership team. Being under that teaching, that sound biblical teaching, and around people who are setting an example for you will lead to growth in you. If you continue to show up here, listen to the biblical teaching, spend time with our leadership team, you will grow. If you're one of our leaders, front lines, anyone on our leadership team, just raise your hand. If you have a little white name tag, raise your hand. These folks, I love them. Keep them up. Don't you put that thing down. I want you to follow them as they follow Christ. Now you can put them down. You're welcome. That's what I want for you here. We're going to teach the Bible, and we are going to make disciples. We're also going to have a ton of fun. We have a pickleball thing coming up, by the way. I don't know if you knew about that. But we are going to teach the Bible, and we're going to make disciples. That's what we are about. So to bring it all together, Gather exists to call all single adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to turn to Jesus, either for their salvation or their sanctification, to be more like Jesus and experience the fullness of life that only he gives us. Jesus is the only one who can give that to us. That is our map. That is the direction that we are going. That is the blue line that is not going to Wiley. It's definitely going to the Grand Prairie. And we want you with us. We want you to be on this ride with us. If you've come tonight, if your first time, there's a bunch of you, and you feel like, yeah, I didn't find what I was looking for, keep coming back. God has you here for a reason. And he's saying, hey, I want you to go there. And at the very least, every week, you are going to get sound biblical teaching, and there will be people here who want and desire to disciple you. Because remember, the fullness that Christ offers is not found in finding someone here. It's not found in making great networking connections. It's not found in anything other than Jesus. And that's why we exist. We love you and we want you here. Let me pray and we'll head to small group. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come to hear the truth of the gospel. I pray that our hearts, first and foremost, everyone in this room, everyone who can hear my voice, that everyone who would have accepted the free gift of eternal life by having faith in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of your Son. And then, Lord, would you help all of us to lock arms together, to seek after you, to grow in our Christ-likeness together here at Gather. Lord, we love you and pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.